I'm Paul.
Hi, Paul.
Wow, thanks for asking me to do this, Larry. I'm grateful to be here. Let me see. I'm real grateful for you guys. I'm grateful for the program of adult children of alcoholics. And I was sitting over there running all kinds of crap through my mind, like, okay, what should I tell them? Where can I? I mean, there's so much stuff. I mean, it's just like, I realize I don't look this old, but I'm going to be 58 in a couple months, you know, and I'm like, I look back on it, and it's like, everything that's happened up until today is so relative to, my adult child of an alcoholic. You know, I mean, it's just, it's incredible. I was thinking about one thing that came up when I was sitting over there, I've actually been in recovery a long time. You know, I've attended 12-step meetings for, close to 30 years. And, so everybody, a lot of people that go to 12-step programs, we do all this stuff. We go to 12-step, we go to therapy, go to these gurus, we go to these, these metaphysical media, all kinds of crap, right? And one of the things I did was, when I was freaking out, and I was really angry. And, I was in this place where I could not understand why somebody was, why my spouse was telling me what a piece of shit I was. You know what I mean? Maybe not exactly in those words, so there could have been a little bit of a communication problem there. But I swear to God, it sounded like she was saying I was an irresponsible piece of shit. And that's what I heard. And, for the life of me, I know, intellectually, I'm like, wait a minute, I'm not an irresponsible piece of shit. I go to work here, I pay my bills, I take care of my children, I spend time with my children, I try to be a good husband. Where is this? Why, I didn't get it. Why am I so pissed off? You see, what I'm trying to say is, I ran into somebody on the street, right? And for some reason they said something rude to me like that, I would have had the emotional disconnection to say, what are you talking about? You don't even know me. See you later, and not feel all. But because it was my wife, it was completely different. And I didn't understand that. I didn't understand why this person that I was so close to could tell me something that is not true, and it felt like it was. It felt like the feelings I had were like, yes, you are a bad person. Yes, you are irresponsible. Yes, you are a piece of shit. I did not get that. So my life became a quest to find out I need to fix this. The codependent, man. I'm like, I could see the problem, and I was going to attack it, And somebody suggested, so I immediately thought therapy. And, this is the way my Creator works for me. I ran into one of my friends, and I was telling him my tale of woe. And he said, hey, I got he pulled a number out of his wallet, and he said, go check this guy out. He's pretty cool. So I got the car. I said, okay, I trusted the guy. He's one of my friends. He's in recovery. And I go, so I call the guy up. I make an appointment. And it's like, he's like this traveling spiritual healer, right? And, you meet him at the Holiday Inn out there in Goleta, right? And I'm like, what is this shit, right? But it's, in a way it's kind of resonating with me, right? Because, I'm a 12-step guy, right? And And so I show up at this place, and there's actually like several people waiting to see this guy, right? And so I go in, it's my turn, and he comes out. He's a little South American guy. He was Argentinian, actually, or Peru. He was Peruvian, and he asked me late. I don't know what the hell he's got in mind. I was thinking it was like going to be like a therapy session, and all he wanted me to do was lay down and breathe deeply. He gave me some deep, abdominal breathing thing, right? And then he asked me, okay, are you feeling anything? And I'm like, well, I'm feeling a little lightheaded, he goes, well, is anything, you feeling anything coming up? You thinking about anything? And I'm like, well, no. Nothing's coming up. And I'm trying to be open-minded, right? But nothing's happening. And he goes, okay. He goes, I want you to go back as far as you can in your life. I want you to go back when you're as young, as far back as you can go. I want you to go to a place where the place is, I want you to find a place where you feel safe. And I thought about it for a couple seconds.